you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That was 2 Timothy 1:7.
And reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, February 13th, 2023. And that wonderful voice you just heard is that of Bernie Lutchman, who's a dear friend. Gosh, I feel like I've known you for many years, Bernie, but it's only been
two or three years.
Yeah, since my involvement with the WLUJ family of stations and participating in a few of their past share-a-thons. And seeing you here and finding out how all in you are about Jesus and this ministry. It's like wherever you go, whether you're doing a prayer gathering at the state capitol or with businessmen in Christ, you're always promoting or encouraging people to tune in. Why should people listen to Christian radio? What's the benefit?
Well, we know with all the noise and corruption out there, we need something not just clean and pure, but something that glorifies our Creator, the King of the universe, Jesus Christ. And the name of the station is WLUJ, Lifting Up Jesus.
Yes.
So basically, we're in sync.
Yep. And our threefold goal is to educate, edify, and evangelize. When we say educate, it's not just to give you knowledge or insight, as good as that may be, but it's biblical values, it's insights into the Bible, it's understanding God's plan and purpose for you, it's educating you in biblical truth. So I love that facet of this ministry. And then edify is just building you up, encouraging you with that good news message of Jesus, who we lift on high, but it's helping you understand God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. You may be even far from Him today. He still loves you. He's going to pursue you. He wants to have an eternity with you, but it's coming to know the work that He did on your behalf to save you from your sin, to redeem you, and that's through Jesus. That's through you understanding and recognizing Jesus as Lord and Savior. I'm getting Bernie all fired up because this is what he loves to proclaim and talk about and teach on. And then our third goal is evangelize, and that's bringing that good news message that God loves you, and we love to communicate that. God's demonstrated His love in this, that while we were still sinners, it's not when we get all cleaned up, we attend church and everything goes great, and then we're welcome into God's kingdom. We're welcome now as sinners. We can't earn our way into heaven. It's when we recognize we're sinners, we're flawed, that we need a Savior. We ask Jesus into our heart, and then we begin that relationship. And so that's one of the facets I think you appreciate about this radio ministry, because you do a lot of that through your many activities. And I know with the Businessmen in Christ, and we're going to talk a little about them today, because there's a retreat coming up. I think it's going to be one of the biggest retreats you ever had. You're excited about that.
Yeah.
But tell us a little about Businessmen in Christ and why the men, and for that matter, many women should be aware of this retreat, because encourage your husband or somebody you know that you work with,
or your
neighbor, your son. This is going to be a great retreat. It's coming up in a few weeks. The specific dates are Friday, February 24th, and Saturday, February 25th. But talk about Businessmen in Christ and their vision for reaching men.
Well, the first thing about Businessmen in Christ, it's not about business.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds like an oxymoron. It was started as an organization to reach people from all walks of life, including small business. Christian small businessmen and women. And it evolved. What happened was there was such a hunger out there for fellowship among like-minded men who did not have men's ministry in their churches that we started attracting men from everywhere, all ages, all walks of life, retired men, unemployed men, military guys, teenage boys. Mm. So right now, our group ranges in age from about 20 to about 85.
Mm-hmm.
We probably just have maybe four businessmen in the group. Everybody else is from all walks of life. Basically, what we're doing is finding out, especially since the pandemic, that a lot of men have lost their way.
Mm.
And they need a home, most of them, especially the bigger churches, their programs are built around women and children, and the men left to the side. You know, God charged Adam. In fact, when Adam sinned in the garden, God held him responsible, even though Eve was the one who was talking to the serpent. So God is going to hold us responsible as men, as Christian men, if we don't do what we're called to do, which is Great Commission. Go and make disciples. So our three pillars are discipleship, leading to outreach, leading to service, and all of this wraps around Romans chapter 12, verse 2, transformation. And you opened up the program with that today.
Yeah, when we looked at that verse and the Timothy verse, we both said, oh, yeah, we could spend a whole program talking about these truths, these nuggets from God's Word. And I'll read it again. This is Romans 12, verses 2 and 3. Do not conform any longer to this world. So probably most everyone can understand that.
Right.
You know, we're not to be a part of the worldly things. We're to be in the world, of course. Jesus was in the world. He walked on this planet. He served. But our focus is not to be conformed to the world, to allow the world to influence us and wrongly direct us into maybe bad habits or tendencies and such. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. That's what you're talking about, by the renewing of your mind. I think of that verse in Colossians, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
Right.
When we focus on the Lord and healthy things, we do renew our mind, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I love that part, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. He has that for all of us as we learn, as we seek him out, as we get to know him, as we read his word, as we attend events like the Businessmen in Christ Winter Retreat that's going to be coming up. So talk a little about that, what the goals are and what will be achieved through this great speaker that you personally know. In fact, you would have been on one of those trips to Mount Everest, I think, had everything worked out. So talk a little about the speaker and what people can expect, what men can expect on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th.
Kevin is a very interesting, intriguing human being. He's a former youth pastor, Assembly of God Churches, and he grew up in a Reform Bible area up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So he's got a lot of influences around him. Life took him in certain different directions. He's a father of two. And he found, as a man and as a minister, he found himself so wrapped up in the ministry that ministry became almost like an idol. Mm-hmm. And yet he went through some changes. And as a result of certain other things happening, he felt called to be a Promise Keeper speaker because of his life experiences. He always liked climbing and does a lot of skiing up in Michigan. And in 2013 is when he led the expedition up Mount Ararat to find Noah's Ark. Now, what he told me quietly was, he said that the U.S. Air Force knew that was not Noah's Ark sticking out from the ice there.
Hmm.
But they went along with the game, and they flew the AWACS and told them where to climb, where to dig. Now, there is still something sticking out of the ice that they can't reach. Hmm. Maybe that's the Ark.
Hmm.
But we will never know till we get to glory where the Ark is. But the expedition that he led that became that movie, Finding Noah, the movie, was released in theaters, including Springfield, back in 2015, and on DVD. The men that he took up there, they may not have found the Ark, but they found themselves, and they found themselves in Jesus Christ. And basically, so it was not a worthless expedition. And since then, he's taken guys to Israel. He always traveled in packed groups of 12 disciples.
Mm.
I've been invited as one of the 12 to different things, to Israel, and last year to Mount Everest. Things did not work out because God saved my life, I think, by putting me in the hospital.
Yeah.
Because
I think we had that during one of the Testimony Tuesdays in the past. That's with your wrist,
no,
right?
That was another one, by incident.
Okay.
But this time, in December 2021, I was in hospital, emergency surgery, because of an expired gallbladder in my system that corrupted my blood. So it took me till February to recover fully, and he was going up Mount Everest in April. So I backed out. I gave him a check. I said, go have fun. I found out later on, a lot of guys who don't train climbing mountains, like, basically, you'll die up there.
Oh, yeah. That, you have to be in good shape good and prepared shape. And train for it.
And where do you practice climbing up a mountain in central Illinois?
Yeah. Our soybean and corn just grows really well here. Well, he's coming to town on February 24th and February 25th. Now, there's a dinner included. There's breakfast. It's actually a free retreat. But there's a desire because of the cost of the meal. $20 would be nice to help defer some of that. And people could certainly give more. But what will people expect when they come? And I know the title is Conquer Your Mountain, Find What Cannot Be Lost. The Greatest Journey is Within.
That's right. That doesn't mean you're looking inside of yourself to find the answers.
Yeah.
Basically, you're searching your heart, and then you align yourself with Christ and the Word of God. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys don't know how to do that. In fact, most men spend most of their lives trying to cover up everything inside. You ask some guy in church, how you doing today? Fine.
Yeah.
And you talk about sports. Oh, what are you eating for lunch? You don't talk about the deep things unless you know somebody personally who's a mentor or something like that. So this retreat is going to be free. The retreat part of it itself, but because of the catered dinner we're having with the camp, they requested a certain head count. And we have to pay them for that. But if there's a guy out there who wants to come and can't afford $20, we're giving scholarships. It's just to have some accountability, because in the past, when we had everything free, including the dinner, a lot of guys would make a reservation and not show up, and we still have to pay for it. So that's basically an accounting thing. And where we do a fundraiser every year, and we do very well at a golf outing, and that pays all the events that we sponsor during the year that are all free. This one is for men only. But later in the year, we'll have something for families and so on.
And so this is happening on Friday, February 24th from 6 p.m. to 9:30. Dinner's at 6 p.m. And then there'll be some evening sessions, and Kevin will help facilitate that. And then again on Saturday morning from 8 to 11:30 with breakfast at 8 a.m. And you can find out more by talking with Bernie. I'll give his number out over the air, 217-414-2435. That's 217-414-2435. And this will be a two-day event, and it's being held at Lake Springfield Christian Assembly Camp, and that's 1674 Lick Creek Lane in Chatham, Illinois. Chatham is like a suburb of Springfield, just outside of Springfield. Beautiful community. In fact, that's where you live, and Joyce, our station manager, lives there. It's a great community. Your mother-in-law. And the first lady here at the WLUJ, but it's a great retreat. It's worth driving in from, whether you're up in Macomb or down in Carlinville or Champaign-Urbana, Danville. Come on over on Friday night, February 24th, and Saturday, February 25th. Now, I know there was going to be some housing arrangements made, maybe at the camp for minimal cost or something.
Yes. Every year when we've had it at the camp for over a decade now. There are dorms there that people are allowed to stay overnight for like $12. It's warm, everything's cool. I know it's winter, but it's right by the lake.
Yeah.
But the dorms are warm, and everything's close to Springfield, if you guys want to run up to Springfield. And most people around here know where the camp is. It's off Iron Bridge Road, just before you go down into Chatham, so right at the edge of Chatham and Springfield. But I want to mention one thing about this retreat. When Kevin spoke at Springfield in 2017 at Iron Sharpens Iron, he did a workshop, and he had about 100 guys in there. Every man came out of there crying.
Hmm.
When he gave his testimony about what happened up on that Mount Ararat with the guys and how his life was changed because of Jesus, and how you can apply that to yourself as a man. As strong as some men think they are, when they're exposed in a men's meeting where you can be yourself and it's okay to cry, something happens and something changes, and we're believing that guys' lives are going to be transformed by these sessions. Well, Friday night, he's going to do one session, then he's going to show a half-hour video from Mount Everest, and then the next morning it'll be an hour-long session and a question and answer. It's usually a fast-moving retreat, and it's always a great time. We have pastors from around the city, from Coquimbo Christian Church, and from every part of the city who come to this retreat, because they can be ministered to as well. And we invite pastors to bring their guys as well to this retreat.
And it's happening on Friday, February 24th, Saturday, February 25th. You can find out more at businessmeninchrist.com, businessmeninchrist.com, or maybe you have a question you want to talk to Bernie about. Is it a good one to bring a son or a neighbor or a friend?
That's
or
right.
How would somebody, maybe even tuned in Bernie, that's unchurched, they're not familiar with the Christian tenets or how to act like a Christian because they're kind of new to their faith journey, maybe they'll want to talk with you and say, well, I feel comfortable there, or can I bring this person? Again, you can call Bernie at 217-414-2435, 217-414-2435. And what I know about Businessmen in Christ, because I've attended a breakfast and thoroughly enjoyed it, appreciated all the men that attended, is that you guys really have a heart and you want to train up men and equip men and equip them to return to their families, to their church, and be empowered to be those godly men that this community, this society needs.
Right, and several ministries have also come out of Businessmen in Christ. There's one called Men in Action at Lakeside Christian. They do a lot of ministry to widows and orphans and stuff. Iron Sharpens Iron began out of BMIC, as we call it affectionately. And when someone who's on church comes to our meetings, they immediately feel comfortable because we're just a bunch of regular guys, and we're just one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread, and that the living bread, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm looking forward to attending, and this will be my first Businessmen in Christ retreat. As mentioned, I've attended some of the breakfasts. Now, those are once a month, I think the second Saturday every month, and you meet at the Pizza Ranch. So give us a little information in case somebody can't make it out on February 24th or 25th. But they live in the area or they're willing to travel to meet with these other 30, 40, 50, 60 guys that meet at the Pizza Ranch.
Our next meeting will be March 11th from 8 to 9. We've always met in almost 20 years on the second Saturday, always. We don't cancel the meeting, 8 to 9 a.m. And then we have a full brunch, which is put out by Pizza Ranch. And there's a donation too, but we cover anything. And you guys coming in, they're free just to get the feel of the place. And we reach out to men of all ages, all races, all walks of life. We are in the business of Christ. We're not businessmen.
Yeah, I liked that before because I said something and you said, no, it's businessmen in Christ. That's the focus, is being businessmen that are in Christ, that are followers of Jesus.
Men who are in the business of Christ.
Yeah, they're in the business of proclaiming that good news message, into all their world and sharing that good news. And so Businessmen in Christ, it's here in Springfield, Illinois. They meet at the Pizza Ranch on the second Saturday of each and every month. So the next one will be coming up in March. And it begins at
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
to 9.
And wonderful speakers. I get all your little YouTubes of the people that are recorded. And Rick Mulkins was there last month, and I so appreciate him. And he's becoming a part of the radio ministry. He and his wife Cindy and their 8 children as they sing at many different churches. But we appreciate him. And the many people you've had pastors, you've had police chiefs, had all sorts of people bring in a message that will encourage men. And I know they leave very blessed. But the retreat that we're talking about today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends is the Businessmen in Christ Winter Retreat, Conquering Your Mountain, Finding What Cannot Be Lost, The Greatest Journey Is Within. And the special speaker is Kevin DeVries, and he's spoken at many Promise Keeper conferences. He's also an Iron Sharpens Iron Men speaker. He's got a lot of life experiences with mountain climbing and just sharing with men. So we encourage you to set aside those 2 days, guys. It's Friday, February 24th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. and Saturday, February 25th from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And there's lots of accommodations here in the Springfield area, or you can even stay at the camp for a very minimal amount. It's being held at Lake Springfield Christian Assembly Camp, 1674 Lick Creek Lane in Chatham, Illinois. It's worth attending. I'm looking forward to being a part of those 2 days and seeing what God will do in my life. And I would encourage you men to consider putting it on your calendar. And women, you can have a great role. Encourage your husband in a positive way. Don't push him out the door. Just let him think it through and evaluate it. But he'll be blessed, and we could use your support to get men together. And I think you believe it's going to be the biggest gathering you've ever had.
Yes. In fact, I think women can push them out the door because they'll be glad they did.
Yeah, yeah. They'll return different men.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kevin, he died in 2017. He was jogging down a path in September 2017, and he died for 15 minutes until an EMT found him. His testimony is going to be part of the retreat. Imagine a guy dying for 15 minutes, and 4 years later, he's on top of Mount Everest. Yeah. I mean, it's only a God could do something like this. He has 32 men's group across the state of Michigan called Base Camps. It's going to be a wonderful time. We invite everybody to be a part of this, and men of all ages, don't let cost be the hindrance or the obstacle to you coming, because we got you covered.
Well, Bernie, you began our program with reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." How about closing our time in prayer, blessing the men that are tuned in today, and for that matter, the men and women, the boys and girls, the grandmas and grandpas, all those that are tuned in with this verse in mind.
Yes, sir. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together to share over the air with our brothers and sisters in Christ and all those who listen within the sound of our voices to this great station, WLUJ. We pray a great blessing, great grace upon them on this day, and always that you continue to watch over, guide, direct, and just be the supreme force of our lives, O God. You are our Creator, and we surrender our lives to you. We pray for all the men of all ages who will be coming to this retreat on the 24th and 25th of February, that your Spirit would guide them and encourage those who are hesitant about what this could be all about and afraid to take the next step. We pray for those men as well, and those boys, those young adults who need to be around other men so they can be brought up in the way that they should go. Bless our wives, bless our children, all the grandchildren everywhere. Bless the loved ones and all of those who are supporting the station, Lord. We pray that you give them a great mercy and grace and favor. Father, we thank you for Mark and for this ministry and for Mark and friends and all that he does for the community and great news media from the Mississippi River to the city of Terre Haute in Indiana. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, men, put this on your calendar, Friday, February 24th, Saturday, February 25th. It's a Businessmen in Christ winter retreat. I hope you'll join us, and you can find out more at businessmeninchrist.com. That's businessmeninchrist.com, or call Bernie at 217-414-2435. That's 217-414-2435. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Bernie Lunchman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Woo! All right.
We glad you're here.